Edenic. This is an orphaned work read by Raven. Summary. 1. Relating to or characteristic of the Garden of Eden. 2. Unspoiled or idyllic. They'd snuck away early in the morning. Lore took Data by the hand, leading the younger out to a thicker part of the forest, an orchard gone feral and heavy with the fruits that went unpicked, plums and apples brought from earth, blackberry shrubs snaking among the roots, and other, more alien produce hanging from the branches and foreign shrubs waging war with the blackberries, with a crystal-clear pond fed by underground caverns. Every so often, insects would pause in their various pitches of humming and buzzing and land on the late blossoms, or gorge themselves on the fallen fruit, getting themselves drunk. Birds nesting chirped and called, sometimes even wailing, all sounds echoing among the trees. Lore wordlessly pulled his tunic over his head, shameless and brazen as ever. The shadows of the leaves fell through the canopy, laid across Lore's body, shifting with every movement Lore made. Data watched, wide-eyed and equally silent. Lore began stripping out of his breeches, leaving him stark nude since he never wore anything underneath, and looked over at Data curiously. "We're going to swim, Dee." "I cannot, Lore," Data replied, settling on a soft patch of grass. "You know just as well as I do that Father..." "Dee," Lore warned, untying his boots and tossing them down next to Data. "Don't mention him. Not here." "I apologize." Data reached over, folding Lore's clothes absentmindedly. Lore shook his head and dove into the water. Data might not have been able to swim, but Lore, after too many incidents in this very pond, had been outfitted with a buoyancy module. Soon, Lore hoped Data would have one. The thought of seeing Data's nude body cutting through the water jolted Lore's system more than the water. He knew it was cold, registering the temperature at 29.555 degrees Celsius, but he didn't truly feel it. Frustrated, Lore swam a few laps, reaching the other shore and returning back to Data's side of the pond. When he'd worked the muted frustration out, he rose, walking up the bank toward Data. "Lore," Data acknowledged. Lore's clothes had been folded, laid out in an almost military fashion. The older android affectionately ruffled Data's hair, just to upset the younger. "Maybe you were destined for Starfleet," Lore mocked. "I thought you said we could not." "I didn't mention him." Lore spat the word out with contempt. Somewhere, far off, some sort of bird began wailing. Lore had instinctively stuck closer to Data, while the younger android had startled before drawing his knees up to his chest, folding inward on himself. "Awful birds," Lore said, glaring in the direction of the wailing. "I hate them more than..." "Lore." Lore blinked, not used to Data challenging him. He turned away from the other and asked, "Do you require something to eat?" "I do not require..." "I don't either," Lore pointed out, "but I do it anyway." "Lore?" Lore turned and was struck by how young Data looked. His knees were drawn up to his chest, and wearing a sweater their mother had made just a bit too big. He seemed very much like a young child rather than the full-grown adult his body was supposed to be. "I think I would like to try a plum." Lore left Data settled in the shade. He stepped through the blackberries, thorns gently brushing against his ankles, never able to penetrate his bioplast. The lower fruits were nothing to Lore, despite their weight meaning more juice. The promise of something sweeter. Instead, he began climbing the tree, his weight an assault on the wood, which groaned. But once he had picked the best fruits from the top branches, On his way down, purely out of spite, he snapped the branch, ensuring he would have been the only one to take fruit from it. The branch snapped, and it rang out as a loud explosive, crashing down into the blackberries. The sound drew Data's look, brows furrowed with concern for his older brother. "I'm fine, Dee," Lore called. Data simply continued to stare, watching every movement as Lore climbed out of the tree. Lore returned to Data with an armload of plums, and Data looked up at his older brother. "I only wanted one," Data said. "Well, if you want more, you'll have them for later." Lore knelt on the grass, finding it incredibly soft under him. He took one plum, one of the deepest purple fruits with a sweet smell, and offered it to Data. Data took it, and their fingers brushed. Lore was struck again by that image of Data nude and cutting clear across the pond with the military efficiency he used for everything. Lore watched as Data took a bite, juice running over his chin. After a long moment, Data threw the fruit clear across the pond, landing with a wet thump somewhere in the bushes. "What's wrong, Dee?" Lore asked. Data spit the fruit out as though it had burned him. Then, eyes wide, he looked up at Lore. "I cannot taste anything." Lore sighed. "Yeah, soon, though, Dee, we'll both be able to taste and feel." "How can you be so sure?" Data asked. Lore offered Data another plum, but Data drew his knees up to his chest, arms folded over his shins. Sighing, Lore bit into the fruit, swallowing the bite he had taken. Juice poured over his fingers, his chin, his lips, and, when it dried, made him sticky. Leaving the rest of the fruit with his sullen younger brother, Lore stood to clean himself off in the pond. He returned to Data's wide stare, a question obviously weighing heavily in his positronic net. "What's the matter, Dee?" Lore asked. "Lore, I have questions regarding our construction." "Like?" Lore sprawled himself, still stark nude and with shadows falling over him in stripes on his side in the soft, cool grass. Data looked down as if he was ashamed. "Our sexual anatomy." "Oh," Lore grinned at his younger brother. "Did you think we were built the same?" Data nodded, eyes straying just for a moment to Lore's genitals. Then he focused intently on Lore's face. "I've never seen you naked, Dee," Lore said, though it was only a half-truth. Data had been the type to go without clothes, but Lore has never stared like Data was trying so hard not to do now. "But you could get out of those clothes here." "Father, Data!" Data bowed his head, suddenly sheepish and tracing the hem of his sweater. "I am sorry, Lore." "He won't be mad," Lore promised, sitting upright. "I promise." Data looked at Lore and slowly unfurled himself like a flower bud opening. Lore took hold of the sweater, pulling it over Data's head and humming, looking him over. Data was, in every sense of the word, identical to Lore in terms of physique. Same build, same color, same size, same strength. Lore gently pushed Data's knees apart, head coming to rest on Data's thigh. "Lore? Something wrong, Dee?" Data's brow furrowed. "I am not sure. I seem to be experiencing some level of arousal." "That did it." Lore pressed a kiss to Data's lower abdomen, Data's bioplast feeling warm. One hand cupped Data's anatomy, feeling his arousal. "You're right," Lore said, though it was more of a purr. He sat up in a fluid motion, hands working at the fly of Data's trousers before pulling them down to about mid-thigh. Lore licked his lips, unable to stop himself. Data was a generous size, and Lore speculated their creator had been self-indulging with that detail. And already half-hard, Lore cupped Data's hip in one hand, the other stroking Data languidly. "Lore." This was more breathy, almost begging. "I am experiencing significant levels of sexual arousal." "I know," Laura said, looking up at Data. He kissed his cheek chastely, as if he wasn't working Data's cock into fullness. But the enlargement of Data's pupils informed Laura that his sexual subroutines had taken over. The younger android's hands balled into fists, not quite sure what to do. Laura, on the other hand, knew exactly what to do. He took Data into his mouth, all the way to the base, and silently thanked their creator for not giving him a gag reflex. Laura, bobbing his head slowly, wondered if Data had one. "That is pleasant," Data said, fingers carting through Lore's hair before grabbing and forcing Lore to stay flush against his pelvis. "Lore!" It was a warning Lore paid no heed, humming around Data's anatomy. And then there was fluid, bio-lubricant perhaps, pouring over Lore's tongue down his throat. He swallowed, looking up at Data. Reluctantly, Data let go of the older android. Lore chuckled, seeing Data was still half hard. "Don't tell me you're ready for another round," Lore said. Data blinked, then became painfully aware of his own nudity, pulling his trousers up, sweater thrown on hastily. "Hey, Dee," Lore purred, the shadows making him look like a wild, ferocious tiger. A glance let Data know there needed to be some reciprocity. When he made a move to lay as Lore had done, Lore shook his head. "I want you sitting right there, Dee." Data nodded, letting Lore choreograph their intimacy. The older android stood, taking Data's hair in a firm grasp, forcing Data to look up at him. A sharp tug made Data gasp, cut off by Lore's arousal in his mouth. The suddenness startled Data, but the startle was worth it to Lore, the older android giving a soft sigh. "They fit like a lock and key," Lore mused, looking down at Data. He kept the younger android in a firm grip, holding him flush against his hips for a moment, then bucking into Data's mouth harshly. His movements were awkward and sharp, little more than twitches, as if his circuits had been overloaded. But Data's tongue doing downright wicked things made Lore groan harder. He was glad they had somewhere so secluded. Soon, in spite of all Lore's willpower, he spilled himself down his younger brother's throat, sighing. "You're too good at this, Dee." When Lore withdrew from his mouth, Data raised a hand, tracing his lower lip unconsciously, feeling the flesh swollen with arousal. He seemed both incredibly sated as well as fiercely curious. Laura sighed, dressing again and knowing they would have to return before their father got too upset with Laura for dragging Data off. "You will not tell anyone?" "I would never, Dee," Laura said, pulling on his breeches and retying his boots. "It'll be our secret." He offered a hand down to Data, helping the younger up. "May we do this again sometime?" Data asked. "I have been curious, but father..." Seeing that Lore was busy pulling on his own tunic and not going to bother correcting him, Data continued. "Father seemed upset when I would ask about these things." "We can do it again, Dee," Lore promised. "But you can't tell anyone about it." "I will not," Data promised. He took Lore's hand, holding it tightly. "I love you, Dee," Lore said softly, smiling at his younger brother. When they arrived at home, Dr. Song raised a brow, looking the androids over. "I was worried." "We're fine," Lore insisted, indignant as ever. "We just went for a walk." "You're damp," Dr. Song pointed out. The tension in the room made Data's eyes widen, like a toy caught between two quarreling children. He patted Lore's shoulder and said, "I am going to help Mother with some of the chores." "Always the good son," Lore sneered silently, watching Data go. But he must have stared a little longer than proper since Dr. Song cleared his throat. "Lore?" "I went swimming. Data did not," Lore answered. "Are you sure that's all you did?" Dr. Song pressed, unable to conceal the accusation and the disgust that came with it in his tone. "I'm sure," Lore answered, crossing his arms over his chest. Dr. Song sighed. I worry about the two of you, Lore. You know that.
I know, Lore said. I'm going to help Data.
He hurried out of the house, finding Data leaned against a fence, their livestock milling about, sometimes coming up to Data only to snort and back away.
They fear me, Data said. I am unnatural to them.
You're not unnatural to me, Lore pointed out.
The end. Thanks for listening.